Welcome to the Big Brother Canada debriefing for Thursday, March 12th with your hosts, Karen, Jason, and Angelique. Brought to you by the Global TV app. The views of these superfans in no way represent the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
Hi, I'm Angelique.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Jason.
Welcome to our second podcast of the season.
Yeah, week two.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, we are off to a rollicking start. I don't think I remember the play happening so quickly.
Guys, we're here. This is real.
It's not one person playing hard early that kind of everybody's like, oh, this, you know, get them. They're too much of a player.
These house guests have no idea what's going to hit them.
I want to say balls to the wall, but I don't know
like
if I can
say it. Remember Bobby? Yeah. Bobby went out, he played so hard, and he just put a target on his back in season three, was that?
This is heavy, dude.
Well, I also kind of feel Kyle is really playing the entire house right now. And I'm wondering if that's going to catch up to him at some point.
Do you remember when Brooke was crying and he has his hands around her, yet he's supposed to be Chris's main guy? And then Chris walks in while he's got his arms around Brooke, telling Brooke that she's going to be on the block.
He's trying to sell me. I know.
I liked the moment where Kyle was talking about Chris and he's saying how, you know, oh, dude, I just spend like 20 minutes just flexing in the pantry.
That's right.
And I was like, okay, so use what you got, man. Like, it clearly worked.
Chris could be this evil mastermind genius, but come on, man, are you serious?
And I mean, it's interesting to see how the different people are managing themselves within a Chris HOH. You have Kyle going and flexing with him in the mirror. You have Jamar practicing his bro.
I loved that scene. Oh my! No, oh, hey, yeah. Dude. Hey, dude.
Oh, dude. That's what
dude.
Yeah,
he's just trying to alter you feel me to dude. That was pretty good.
It was pretty well gold.
Bro, dude, I got a bro him up this week. Bro, dude, dude. 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 That's what I gotta do all week. Gotta practice. You feel me? Dude.
Chris becomes HOH, and then you just see, like, the fallout where everybody's head's in the game. They're like, okay, you know, Chris is HOH. Okay, how do we, okay, I haven't really interacted with him well this week. Okay, this is how I'm going to move forward to try and, like, that's the stuff that I really love about watching Big Brother and, like, watching these people go through this, like, the pressure cooker of a game, and they're still like, you know, the stress is there, but they're like, okay, I have to keep my eyes focused on this is how I'm going to play this week so that I can move forward.
This game is no joke.
So where did Michael fall short? Because our handsome hunk is on the block.
Well, I think the evictors, they joined forces very early on and then kind of isolated themselves
a bit.
They
weren't very subtle about it.
No, not at all.
Because, like, right away, everybody knew. It was the scene in the hot tub on when the head of household episode where Chris is sitting there with the girls in the hot tub and they're just
Vanessa
like,
oh. And Ming.
Yeah. And they're right away like, yeah, there's clearly a four-person alliance and it's this. And you're just like, whoa, that was fast.
Do you guys think an alliance is already formed?
Yes.
I think there's definitely a four.
It's a solid four.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Maddie, Bree, JL, and Mike. They literally go in rooms, sketchy all the time, open doors, everyone else in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like that's not the best way. You got to be a little more subtle if you want to have longevity.
Last year with the Pretty Boys, we were sitting here being like, how does nobody know about this? But it took them a while to catch on. This is week two and they figured it out.
Hey, we have to take a quick break, but you might want to listen up because the new Global TV app is a great way to catch up on any Big Brother Canada episode you may miss.
The new Global TV app. Stream anytime, live and on demand. Wherever you want to go. The new Global TV app can take you there. Not only can you continue to access your favorite Global TV shows, but now the Global TV app is also home to some of the most watched networks in Canada. HGTV, Food Network, Slice, W Network, Showcase, and History. All live and on demand when you sign in with your cable subscription. Plus, it's the first streaming product of its kind to provide all Canadians with free 24/7 access to local and national news feeds from Global News.
Yeah, in some cases, having an alliance where you actually don't have an upfront friendship with the other person in your alliance is always a good bet. These people just hung out with each other all the time.
Yeah.
They were just a four-person unit going all through the house. Even if they weren't an alliance, you knew that they were a tight crew.
Yeah.
That needed to be split up at
some point. True, yeah, because, like, you know, in past seasons, that group of four might not have actually officially been in an alliance, and they still would have been targeted because, like, there's a solid
close,
four.
Yeah.
Like, if solid. They're not an alliance, they will be soon. We have to go after them.
Speaking of people who are trying to play it differently, the Ming, Jamar.
You're so disgusting.
You're disgusting. You're disgusting.
You're actually nasty.
You're nasty. Like, you make me sick.
What did you call Jason? A hate man?
It's totally
brilliant.
It's total grade school like flirting. It's really funny. And,
yeah, pulling on pigtails.
Yeah, like, well, because, like, at first they're pretending like they're not into each other. And, like, I don't know, Min could be totally
playing him.
Just playing him. Yeah. But it's just, she's very good at it if she is.
Because she's wonderful.
Like, as a viewer, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you look like you're kind of into him.
Yeah. I think she is.
I think she is. Yeah.
I love when he's like, well, who else? She's like, I'm interested. And he's like, and who? And she's like, there's only you. And I just loved it.
Yeah,
he starts naming off all the other options. She's like, no.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm the best looking guy in the house, you can say.
It's not about being the best looking.
What is it?
I feel like we think alike.
Because there's another showman's going on, the Madeline Mike.
Yeah, the Eminem. I called it when they went into the house. I was like, Madeline looked like she wanted to just knock everybody down to get to Mike and introduce herself. And I was like,
yeah. It makes me all hot. Ah.
It was cute.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty cute.
Yeah, and you can even see when they start setting up those biopacks where it's like Mike's, oh, I, you know, love to find a girl who's into animals as much as I do. Cut directly to a shot of Madeline and a pile of
stuffies.
Yeah. Stuffies talking about her her work with animals.
Yeah, that's funny.
And it probably also doesn't help that they put them in that showman's box in the
competition.
Then they sure look good together.
Yeah, it was a self-fulfilling prophecy on that one. Yeah.
And, then I'm also loving the love triangle where Madeline's kind of playing Chris. That's sort of interesting.
Yeah,
because she definitely tried hard to protect Mike by using the fact that Chris seems interested in her, and it didn't quite go as she planned.
No.
I just want to know, like game-wise, like where your loyalty's going to lie.
Chris wants to get rid of the competition.
Yeah, I know.
That's, I think, an interesting thing. A lot of times early on, it's the women who seem to go after each other, but this time it's all the alpha males that are taking each other out, and the women are kind of sliding by.
Makes it for a more interesting season. I love seeing this flip.
It would be interesting, because normally, like, you just see like the guys dominate the competitions early, but it would actually be a very interesting turn of events to just see the guys cannibalize each other.
Yeah.
Everybody thought these men were going to take the competition, but the girls are killing it. I think women are going to take over this season.
Oh, let's hope so.
Yeah. But I don't see Chris turning on Kyle, unless there's something I haven't seen yet. I just, like, he just seems completely enamored with him.
Yeah, the bros are down with each other.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens after the POV ceremony, because Kyle has been playing every single part of the house. He's been telling everyone that he has no idea. It's definitely Ming Lee going up as the replacement. So will he be found out once everyone starts talking to each other?
There is no possible way that this can happen.
Something Big Brother Canada does really well is provide a platform for learning about other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever in history a person in here with a turban?
Never in history.
Wow, dude, that's like dope, man. Yeah,
it's first in
history. I love how like multicultural Canada is.
And when Hero was trying to get Suzanne to help him choose his turban color.
Yeah.
I love how she clearly thought he was talking about a shirt, and she's looking, I don't see a shirt here. And he's like, no, my turban. Like, what color turban should I wear? And he's like, oh.
And then I really enjoyed him talking about how I need to stay true to myself, that he actually loves it when people ask him about his turban, so he gets to explain it.
Growing up, I saw so many people change just because other people, like, kind of made them. I was once told to, like, cut my hair and just be like everybody else, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way. If I didn't look the way I look, I wouldn't be able to walk in the room the same way.
It reminded me a lot of Adele in season two.
Yeah.
Him and... Oh, yeah, I think the guy's name was Kyle.
Yeah, another Kyle.
But they had a really cute moment where he was just like, hey, man, what you doing? Because Adele was praying in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Adele's like, well, here, let me tell you. And so he told him his whole background. And, those moments are...
I love them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And something else, I think maybe the last thing we should probably address before we wrap this up, is the fantastic sound editing.
Oh, yeah.
What is with that this season?
I definitely want... No, it's not just this season. It's every season.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I feel like not enough people talk about, like, with this show, is Big Brother, the editing alone is great, but the sound editing on Big Brother Canada is something it just has drawn me to the show for the longest time, because just like the little tiny sound effects, like just the little things, like when somebody says something and like clearly it's not getting through anyone and you hear the crickets.
Yeah.
Or in the head of household competition where they throw and it's a bad throw and you hear the wah, wah. Like just those little tiny things, like it's the little details that
just
really
love. Even
like
the little Chris coming out of the big Chris's head. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. In the opening pack?
Yes.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
Quite simply, I crushed it with my brain.
Yes, it was. I love that. Anyway, I can't wait to see what happens tonight.
Yeah.
So everyone tune in tonight to see the latest episode and see who stays, who goes.
Who's going home.
Or Mike.
See you next time.
Don't miss Big Brother Canada tonight on Global, brought to you by the Global TV app.